I'm in the glory land way. Does everybody feel all right this morning? God has been good to us once again. We have been surpassed most of this year, and this year is about to come to an end. This is the last Lord's Day we have in the year of 2014. God has blessed us to get to this point, and we should be eternally grateful. You know, we didn't have to be here. We could have been gone and in the ground somewhere, but God has blessed us to be here. As I always say, God is good. And all the time, God is good. I want to thank those who have participated in the services thus far. Thank Brother Oscar for that beautiful prayer and Brother Burnside for those songs. And thank all of you who shall come from this point on. We want to be thankful to you as well. And this first or last day of this year, 2014, brings us around to, I want to encourage each and every person in here this morning, and I hope that my message does that. But I want to start with me, and I want you as members of the body here, if you haven't seen the board, I want you to notice the board. And I had one sister already graciously acknowledge to me that she saw the board. And I want you all to see the board, and let's not stop. Let's keep on going. I tell you when it's not coming right. I also want to let you know when it's going pretty good and real good. So this morning, take notice and be proud that we have reached a goal last week. This morning the scripture was read for your hearing from the second book of Corinthians chapter 1 verses number 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We want to talk about encouraging one another today, but before we get there, let us encourage one another through prayer. Dear Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, we have been blessed to be able to come out to be with one another and to come to your house to serve thee in spirit and in truth this morning. Father, we thank you so very much for lengthening out our lives to give us this opportunity to be here on this last Sunday of this particular year. We hope and pray, O Heavenly Father, that we have been found faithful and blessed to be blessed enough to see the first Sunday in a new year. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the leaders of this congregation and their families. Thank you for the brethren of this congregation and their families who shall take part in this service. And for those who shall come beyond this point, thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all of the families in this congregation, especially those who might be sick. We're praying for the sick and the shut in, and we thank you, O Lord. We thank you that they may be do better, Lord, that you may bless them and heal them and give them their strength that they may return to us. We pray for those who may be traveling and those who are about to travel. We just ask you, Father, for safety on their passage as they go about their business of returning or going to wherever they may call home, O Lord. We pray for those who may still be on their way this day, that they may travel to and fro safely and be with us once again. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for each and every member, and especially bless those who are sick and shut in. Thank you, O Lord. My Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for those who have lost loved ones, and we pray and ask you that you may grant them the peace that they need to understand that that is not a bad thing, but it is yet a good thing, Father, for we all have to go that way. Father, I want to thank you this morning for blessing and lengthening out my life, and I want to ask you to bless and thank you for lengthening out the lives of each and every one in the audience this morning. Father, continue to bless and be with them. We ask, for blessings for our politicians, O Lord, as they have to make decisions that affect our lives. We pray and ask you to give them the strength and the courage to make the right decisions about the laws and the leading of this land. Father, we thank you and we pray for those two policemen who have lost their lives, as well as all of the other people who have lost their lives in violent incidents. Father, we thank you and pray and ask you for safety and guidance for all of those families. And Father, we're praying for another airliner this morning that has disappeared. We pray for those people that they might be safe on that airliner that's missing. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all you do for us and for everything. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus. We continue to pray and ask for it all, especially for those members who are members of the body, O Lord. We pray for the churches of Christ everywhere and thank you for everything, Lord, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Now that the giving is all over, the big dinners are all gone, the guests have all left, now is the time to prepare to face the new year. Since we all are here, it means that God has blessed us to make it closer to the year end, not because we are lucky, not because we are the best thing since sliced bread, not because we are so good in ourselves, but it is because God has seen fit to allow us to receive His blessings to continue on. So as we prepare for this upcoming year, let us consider and offer encouragement that to one another, that all of us may have a good year. All of us could use a bit of encouragement. Every now and then, I believe that we all need to be encouraged. This means to lift one up. The word encouragement means to lift one up. It means to give help to or to inspire. What if we all during this new year that's coming up encourage just one person besides ourselves to reach out to someone else and encourage someone to meet the Lord? Offer to those who already know the Lord words of uplifting and hope. Now let me make this one thing perfectly clear. We can't live without one another. The sooner we come to that realization, the better we will all be. You can't live on this earth without other people. Now, I'm not saying you have to be friends with everybody you meet, but you've got to learn that you need somebody else in order to make it in this world. So God encourages us. So families need encouragement. Individuals need encouragement. The couple next door need encouragement. Your next door neighbor needs encouragement. The people at work and our classmates at school, most of the folks at the church house can use a little encouragement every now and then. And somebody may ask the question, why does the church need encouragement? And I'll tell you why, because the church is made up of people. And people can become discouraged. People can become out of sorts about the least of things. And sometimes they get angry and get upset and don't know how to react to situations. But we have to learn to encourage one another. We have to learn that we must be an encouragement source to the next person. Notice what the text says in verse 4 of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, who comfort us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. God has comforted us. God gives us His comfort. We ought to be able to encourage others with our comfort. God comfort us in all kinds of trouble. And some of us get in the biggest of trouble that we can ever get into, and we don't understand how we got to where we're at. But I'll tell you, God can raise us up and encourage us and get us out of the trouble. When we think about it, God can comfort us or comfort those who are in trouble. When God has brought us up out of our troubles, we should be willing to tell somebody else about the same God that we serve. I've heard it said that troubles don't last always. But sometimes when trouble comes, they seem to want to just outstay their useful life. Don't you agree, church? Trouble don't last always, but they hang around far too long for us. When we think about it, allow the Bible to paint a picture, if you will. In Isaiah chapter 41 in the verses number 6, the Bible says, they helped everyone of his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. That means they were offering comfort to them. How many times have you suggested to your neighbor to be of good courage? How many times have you suggested to someone down at the church house to be of good courage? It may be time for all of us to come to the close, as we come to the close of this year, to take inventory of our encouragement habits. Now, I'm not saying we should call everyone call everyone that we know and give them encouragement, but call those who you know especially need a little bit of encouragement. And I'm not asking you to make it a New Year's resolution, because a New Year's resolution only turned out to be a lie about 2 or 3 weeks into the new year, because you break that resolution. All I'm saying is that we need to learn to make encouragement a part of our prayer life and keep it going. We need to ask God through prayer to give us a little encouragement that we may share it with others. God encouraged Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, telling him to fear not, I am thy shield. If you are a child of God, you need to learn to know how to encourage others. We should not think that we have to live in fear either, for God will be with His children through prayer, through His Word, and through the Holy Spirit. Now I'll tell you something. If I was Abraham, I would have never had any fears, because God had told me, I am thy shield. And so He tells us through His Word that He'll be with us, and He encourages us all of the time. And I know that when troubles come our way, sometimes we want to just throw up our hands and say, I can't deal with this anymore. We want to just throw up our hands and say, Lord, why did you put so much on me? But you know something? God knows everything about each and every one of us at all times. So when the Bible says He comforts us in all of our troubles, He can comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. God can comfort us. Isn't it wonderful to know that God is a comforter? Isn't it wonderful to know that God can lift us up out of whatever we might be in? Now, I'm not saying that you go out there and rob somebody and then ask God to get you out of trouble. All I'm saying is that when you live a righteous life and try to do the will of the Lord, He will take care of you. So if God will encourage us, don't you think it makes sense that we should offer encouragement to others? Every year, every day that we live on this earth, as we journey home, there are many possibilities of trouble that stand in our way. Our encouragement, our comfort come to us from the Lord, and we must learn to pass it on to others. Do you recall in the Old Testament when Moses was called by God to seek the end of the Jews who had been oppressed and in slavery under Pharaoh? In Exodus chapter 3, around verse number 8, Moses could not understand how he was to explain his mission to the Israelites. But God told him in verse 14 of Genesis 3, He said, I just tell them that I am has sent me unto you. tell them when you get in trouble and you need to know somebody, you need to explain something to someone, tell them, I am is the one who is with you. When we need encouragement, I am is there to offer us just what we need in order to handle any situation. This is what we are to do for others also. Moses didn't need to be discouraged, yet God gave him the words of encouragement. In Genesis 14 and verse number 3 there, he said, tell them I am. When our lives are full of despair, when we need a little encouragement, we should be there for one another. God will always be there for us as long as we stand with Him, but He wants us to encourage one another also. And you know, how can you encourage me when I feel so depressed sometimes? How can you help me, lift me up when you don't even know the God that I serve? So therefore, we need to encourage others to know the God that we serve. How can we encourage others? In order that we may encourage others, we need to become more like Jesus. And what does that mean? That means we must have, number one, a caring heart. Number two, a loving heart. And number three, we must have compassion to spare. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 36, look what the Bible says. Go over with me to Matthew 9 and verse 36, if you don't mind for a moment. Matthew 9 and verse number 36 in the Bible says, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. They were tired, they were weary, and they were worn out. But God saw them and had compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad like sheep that have no shepherd. Jesus had concern for the people which he encountered. Not only for those who followed him, notice verse number 35 of that same text. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now that tells me something there. Jesus not only worked with those that followed him, but he healed and worked with everybody. He went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Yes, it's true that we must treat everybody with kindness. We must show compassion and love as we see Jesus doing in that 35th verse of Matthew chapter 9. We are to treat all men with goodness, especially to those of the household of faith, according to Galatians 6 and verse number 10. But we are not limited to people who are believers only, as Jesus showed us in Matthew 35 and 9. We are to treat all men with goodness, but especially those in the household of faith. We are to visit those who are hurting. And let me just give you a piece of advice here. When you are visiting someone that's sick or that's hurting, I want you to be kind of careful when you call them up or when you go to visit them. You gotta watch and listen to what you say. Some of us just talk so much we can't hear what the other person may be trying to tell us. And I want you to notice in James 1 and 26, if any man, notice this now, if any man among you seem to be religious and does what? Bridle not his tongue, but he deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Some of us have got to learn to listen a little better. And I'm not accusing anybody in here, so nobody tell me you must have been talking to me. If I was, and you put yourself in that position, then yes, I am. But all I'm saying is that if I'm sick, or if I'm hurting and you come to visit me, don't tell me about the guy I used to work with that his brother had the same illness that I had, but he died about 2 days later. I am not trying to hear that. I want you to tell me something positive. Tell me that the Lord is going to be with me and work me through this situation that I'm in. Don't tell me about when you had got sick before and didn't look like nobody came to visit you. I don't want to hear that. I'm trying to get well. I don't need you to bring me down to your level. I'm trying to hear something positive. So we've got to learn to encourage others by letting Christ shine through us and not let it be all about me. We must learn to watch what and how we talk and how we speak to others. And how do we do this? Well, it's very simple. We pray a lot. And we go to the Word of God a lot. After we have done these things, then we can share with others, encourage others, and most of all, let our light shine brightly. Now, I know that some of you got nice gifts this last week. I know that some of you maybe didn't get any gifts this past week. And I know that some of you got something you didn't like this past week. And so next year you probably want to give it to me and pass it on. Because you are going to re-gift. But all I'm saying to you is don't treat God like we treat our gift giving. Don't just throw him to the side and hold him out until next year. Now I know that when we serve the right God, and there's only one right God, when we serve the right God, things will start to look brighter and better for us. So Jesus said that we are to treat all men, that he treated all men with compassion and kindliness. So he got us all out of trouble. Look at the text once again in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and the verses number 3 and verse number 4. Look at verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Encourage one another, church. We can't get right with God until we get right with ourselves. And I know that some say, well, I'm gonna become a member of the Lord's church. But what good is it if you become a member of the Lord's church but you don't know how to love your fellow man? What good is it if you don't know how to show compassion to your fellow man? What good is it if you don't learn to encourage one another? Let us, as we come in to this new year, and I know my time is just about coming to a close, but in this new year, let us find more encouragement to offer to others. Through wisdom, we can learn to share encouragement. We can learn to encourage others. And somebody may say, well, I don't know if I have enough wisdom. Well, James answered that statement too. He said, if any of us like wisdom, let him ask of God in James chapter 1 and verse number 5. And above all, let us remember Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, where it speaks of walking in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. And then in verse 6, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know that you are how you ought to answer every man. You know, some of us need a lesson on how to answer folks. And I know what you might say now. Well, I know how to answer folk pretty well. But are you sure you do? Do you know how to comfort folk when you answer them? Or do you just tell them once again all about you? We've got to learn that we must accept the Word of God as righteousness and as truth. And when we go into this new year, we've got to make it up in our minds to be more encouraging to others. When we go into this upcoming year, if God allows us to make it there, we've got to learn that encouragement goes a long way in winning souls to Christ. You know, if all I do is talk about how good and how great I am, where do I leave? Where's the room to tell me for me to tell you all about Christ? If it's all about me. But that's encouragement to others. That's something we ought to abide by as we close out this year and go into the new year. We've got to learn to be encouraging to one another. We've got to learn to just lift one another up. And when we lift one another up, we've got to stand by one another. You know, something I can say about the church folk here for a minute, the minute or two that I have left. What I can say about the church folk here is very simply, if you know God, and if you love the Lord, you'll know that you must love me as well. You'll know that you must love your enemies as well. You'll know that you must encourage me, and I must encourage you. And I don't want you to walk up and pass me a check for $400 or $500. That's not the kind of encouragement I'm talking about. I'm talking about encouragement to say, go on along on the path that you're going, and the Lord will bless you. Encourage me by telling me you'll pray for me. Encourage me by telling me that the Lord is right. Encourage me by telling you, never walk outside of the law, the will of God. Encourage me with words of encouragement. And then when you encourage me enough, then I ought to be able to encourage others. So when you think about a church, encouragement is a good thing. Encouragement is a wonderful thing. And one thing that we must learn, encouragement can go a long way. When you encourage me and I become encouraged enough, then I'll try to encourage someone else. And when I encourage someone else and give them enough encouragement, they may encourage someone else, and it just keeps flowing and flowing. And you know, I would not want to let another year pass and going into a new year without serving the Lord that is the God of all God, the only God, the one and only God. I would not want to go another year without serving Him in a righteous way. And am I always going to be right? No, I'm not. And no, you're not. Am I sometimes wrong? Yes, I am. Do I sometimes do wrong? Yes, I probably do. But do I knowingly do wrong and continue to do it? That's a whole different subject. And so when you see me and I'm about to fall, don't kick me on down. Help me to get up. When I'm already down, lift me up. Or give me words of encouragement enough that I may get up on my own. But just don't walk by me and say, I see Brother Carter laying up against the curb again. If I go to jail, don't pray that they keep me in jail. Pray that I get out of jail. Like the church was praying for Peter that he might get out of jail. And while they were praying, Peter was there with them, and they didn't even know it. Sometimes when we look for an answer, we've got to understand that the answer may be closer than what we think. We've just got to learn to recognize the answer when it's given to us. And I hope as we go into 2015, first of all, I hope that I can see and that you see 2015. And then the next thing, I've got to learn to write 2015 on my check. And on the date that I put on things. But if God allows me to make it to 2015, and if He allows you to make it to 2015, we ought to be singing and jumping for joy and thanking God that He has given us another year to start off in. You know, we don't have to make it to 2015. Although we're closing out 2014, we don't have to get to 2015. But God, if we are blessed enough and He allows us to enter into 2015, we ought to tell somebody how good God was to us in 2014. You know, I can't move forward till I can see what's behind me. And when I can see what's behind me, then I can look forward to seeing what's in front of me as well. So with that said, the question becomes, how do I learn to serve that Lord that gives me encouragement to give to others? Well, it's simple. You come by hearing, believing, repentance, confession, and then being baptized in the watery grave of baptism. And I know the weather is kind of chilly, but the water is warm enough and Brother Jackson is willing. Are you willing? And if somewhere you walked astray, Christian folks do walk astray. Don't let nobody tell you that they don't. Christian folk do walk astray from time to time. You need to ask God to forgive you and bless you to get back in before it's everlastingly too late. To get back into His arms before it's everlastingly too late. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.